Bravo 16 Houston through Honeysuckle, over.
Go ahead, Gordon.
Okay, I'll give you a little story on the APS module problem. Evidently, APS module number 2, which is one on top of the vehicle, the one that would cause you to pitch away from the Earth. The primary helium regulator there has failed to the backup, but the backup isn't regulating properly. Normally, it should hold around 190 psi. This pressurizes both fuel and oxidizer. And it has gradually increased now up around the 320 range. And there's a relief valve which will relieve helium pressure at 325 and reseat when the pressure gets down to 225. This should be a gradual loss of helium. We'll have a better hack at the States Pass as to when you could expect to deplete. But should you lose control in orbit, go to the procedure on L2-10 for service module RCS control of the S4B. Over.
Roger.
At 16, we're just about to LOS. The pressure shows right, in fact, a little bit above the relief pressure. But we'll have to wait till the States to get a real good handle on how it's going to deplete. Over.
There, Roger.
Apollo Control Houston at 1 hour, 4 minutes ground elapsed time. We've just had loss of signal with Honeysuckle. The problem discussed between Capcom Gordon Fullerton and the crew of Apollo 16 was one relating to the APS, the Attitude Propulsion System aboard the S4B, and it deals with the regulator pressures on one of the APS. APS number 2, the normal reading is around 190 psi. We've shown an increase in the range of 320 psi. This system relieves at 325 psi and reseats once the number backs off to 225 psi. These are helium pressures that are being read. We're now at 1 hour, 5 minutes ground elapsed time, and we will switch to Kennedy Space Center for the news conference, which will shortly be in progress.